Good morning. It's May 8th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a bold move at the Red Hat Summit 2024, Red Hat Inc. unveiled two groundbreaking initiatives: Red Hat Enterprise Linux AI, or RHELAI, and InstructLab, setting a new course in the AI landscape. These initiatives not only underscore the company's commitment to AI innovation, but also mark a significant step towards democratizing AI technology. RHELAI stands out with its open-source, hybrid approach, offering hardware optimization across various stacks while ensuring customers retain ownership of their intellectual property. This initiative is designed to meet the diverse needs of businesses, providing a flexible and secure AI platform. In parallel, the InstructLab community project is launched with the vision of empowering domain experts. By using synthetic training data generated from a small number of examples, it aims to enable these experts to significantly enhance language models with their domain-specific knowledge. The summit also saw the introduction of OpenShift AI 2.9, bringing new features for serving predictive and generative models and broadening its partner ecosystem. This update reflects Red Hat's continuous effort to innovate and automate within the AI sphere, fostering a collaborative environment for technological advancement. In a related development, OpenAI's ChatGPT is reportedly exploring a web search feature that could directly compete with giants like Google. By providing answers with citations from reliable sources and incorporating images and diagrams, this feature aims to deliver comprehensive and trustworthy information to users. However, currently exclusive to ChatGPT Plus subscribers, it has faced challenges with outdated responses, highlighting the need for further refinement and real-time data retrieval and verification. These developments from Red Hat and OpenAI illustrate the rapid evolution of AI technologies and their potential to transform industries by making advanced AI tools more accessible and reliable. In a bold leap forward in the artificial intelligence arms race, Microsoft is gearing up to introduce its newest AI brainchild, MAI-1, at their forthcoming developer conference. This move not only showcases Microsoft's prowess in AI, but also signals a strategic pivot in their approach to artificial intelligence development. MAI-1 stands out as a behemoth in the realm of large language models, boasting an impressive 500 billion parameters. Such a vast number of parameters suggest MAI-1's advanced capabilities in understanding and generating human-like text, setting a new benchmark for AI models. The creation of MAI-1 is a testament to Microsoft's substantial investment in computing resources and training data, highlighting the company's dedication to pushing the boundaries of what AI can achieve. This initiative represents a significant shift for Microsoft, transitioning from a reliance on OpenAI's models to fostering their own proprietary technology. By developing MAI-1, Microsoft not only diversifies its AI portfolio, but also strengthens its position in the competitive landscape of artificial intelligence. The development and unveiling of MAI-1 underline Microsoft's commitment to innovation and signal their ambition for continued growth and leadership in the AI industry. In a groundbreaking move at the RSA Conference 2024, the tech giants Google, Microsoft, CrowdStrike, and SentinelOne have taken a bold step into the future of cybersecurity, unveiling products powered by generative AI, or GenAI, that promise to redefine our approach to cyber threats. This marks a pivotal moment as these companies shift from traditional methods to embrace AI's potential in combating digital dangers. Google has been at the forefront of this innovation with the introduction of Google Threat Intelligence. This new cloud service is not just another product. It's a fusion of Mandiant's expert threat intelligence, the comprehensive data from VirusTotal, and Google's own security insights, all powered by the Gemini AI model. The Gemini AI model is a game changer, enabling the rapid reverse engineering of malware and transforming complex threat reports into easily understandable natural language summaries. The integration of Mandiant and VirusTotal with Gemini AI is a strategic move by Google to not only enhance its cybersecurity capabilities, but also to protect AI models from sophisticated threats like data poisoning. This ensures the integrity and resilience of AI systems against malicious manipulations, setting a new standard for AI security. These advancements in AI-driven cybersecurity solutions signify a major shift away from conventional AI applications, showcasing the technology's depth and versatility. Beyond just improving general network and IoT device security, this represents a significant leap forward in harnessing AI's full potential to preempt threats and bolster our digital defenses. Imagine attending the Met Gala in stunning fashion without ever leaving home. This became a virtual reality for Katy Perry in 2024, as AI-generated images of her at the event fooled fans and even her own mother. The buzz around Perry's supposed attendance, fueled by these hyper-realistic images, raises important questions about the future of digital content and authenticity. Katy Perry, known for her vibrant presence, was notably absent from the 2024 Met Gala due to work commitments. However, the digital sphere buzzed with her presence thanks to convincingly realistic AI-generated images that showed her mingling at the event. These images, shared by Perry herself on Instagram, included a candid conversation with her mother, who was among those duped by the digital deception. The incident quickly spiraled into a wider conversation about the impact of AI on our perception of reality. Fans expressed their surprise and disappointment upon learning the truth, highlighting the growing challenge of digital misinformation. This episode underscores the ease with which AI can fabricate realities, blurring the lines between truth and fiction. In a move to curb the spread of digital falsehoods, Meta has announced plans to label AI-generated images on its social media platforms. Similarly, the European Union has taken a significant step by reaching an agreement on comprehensive AI legislation. These developments signal a growing recognition of the need for transparency and regulation in the digital domain. Experts emphasize the importance of corporate accountability, industry standards, and government oversight to navigate the risks associated with AI technology. The potential misuse of AI, such as in creating deceptive political deepfakes, underscores the urgency of these measures. This incident with Katy Perry at the Met Gala serves as a vivid reminder of the pressing need to establish ethical guidelines and safeguards in the rapidly evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. In a groundbreaking move for Europe's AI landscape, London-based self-driving car startup Wayve has just secured a colossal $1 billion and $50 million in Series C funding, setting a new record for the largest investment in a European AI company. This round, led by SoftBank and supported by tech giants Nvidia and Microsoft, propels Wayve's total funding to an impressive $1.3 billion. This infusion of capital not only signifies a monumental moment for Wayve, but also delivers a much-needed boost to Europe's AI sector, which has faced a sluggish start this year. Wayve stands out in the autonomous vehicle market with its innovative approach to self-driving technology. Unlike traditional methods that rely heavily on pre-programmed maps, Wayve's system learns and adapts through experience and observation of the real world. This method, known as embodied AI, allows vehicles to interact with and learn from their surroundings, offering a fresh perspective in a field that has seen a decline in funding and interest from major corporations. The significance of this funding round extends beyond the financial figures. It cements Wave's position as a frontrunner in the development of embodied AI technology for autonomous vehicles. This achievement is not just a win for Wave, but marks a significant leap forward for the UK's AI industry as a whole. Alex Kendall, the head of Wave, views this investment as a testament to the strength of the UK's AI ecosystem. He expresses optimism for the future, anticipating that this will pave the way for more AI companies in the region to thrive and scale. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.